I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1248, Setting Shiva. As a pastor, I'm honored and privileged to be invited into people's lives when they're at their best and when they're at their worst, on the highest mountain and in the deepest valley, and it is an honor. When it's mountain time, it's party time. It's time to rejoice with those who rejoice. But when we're in the pit of despair, the party is inappropriate. You know, people often assume the pastor has the magical words that will make everything better. But in those trying times, it's usually not what you say that helps. Often it's just sitting Shiva. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said, the greatest commandments are loving God and loving others. Sometimes really hard times come to those we know. And sometimes the best way to love them is to set Shiva. According to Shiva.com, setting Shiva is a term used to describe the action of Jewish mourners participating in the traditional rituals of observing Shiva. During the period of Shiva, mourners sometimes sit on low stools or boxes while they receive condolence calls. This is where the phrase setting Shiva comes from, and it's a practice that symbolizes the mourner being brought low following the loss of a loved one. For 7 days, the family members of the deceased gather in one location, typically their own home or the home of the deceased, and mourns the loss in a variety of ways. Now, there's some rabbinic support for this from Jewish scriptures. For example, in Genesis 50, verse 10, the reference is made even more explicit. The text states, "And he, Joseph, mourned his father, Jacob, for 7 days." As far as sitting on low stools, many scholars cite Job 2:13, which in relating the arrival of Job's three friends to mourn him says, for 7 days and seven nights they sat beside him on the ground. On the internet site myfarewelling.com, it writes about setting Shiva. The mourners generally don't leave home during this time, so friends and family come for condolence calls. The goal is to provide a support system in the first days of grieving. The physical presence of the community is essential to healing. The family determines visiting hours that are often shared through social media or via email or other channels. Condolence visitors come to the home and simply sit with the family. When sitting in the room with the mourners, it's customary to wait to speak until the mourner addresses you. After being acknowledged, you can offer words, a touch, a hug, or any other desired form of comfort. One purpose of Shiva is to honor the memories of a loved one. So mourners will often share stories while the visitors listen to the memories. Podcast family, we undervalue the blessing of presence. You don't have to have the right words. Love is communicated by just you coming, showing up, being there, setting a while, and offering a hug or a touch on the arm. Here's the great question. Is there anyone who has blessed you by setting Shiva in your dark hour? Or is there someone this week that you need to set Shiva with to bless them? Let's pray this Shiva prayer for those who have lost loved ones. Almighty God, Master of Mercy, the one who heals broken hearts, I cry out to you. My heart aches with the pain of my loss. I light this candle to bring light and your presence into the room, a home that seems so devoid of light. Master of Mercy, I know that the soul is eternal and can never be extinguished. So the soul survives because it's stronger than death. O compassionate one, bless me and my family and inspire us with your goodness and righteousness in the days to come. Shatter not my faith in you and never allow me to forget the memories. Grant me the courage to endure what cannot be escaped and help me to go on without bitterness and despair. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1249. In the meantime, Jewish Doorways closes it out for us today. The Jewish practice of Shiva demonstrates both the psychological and theological brilliance. During traditional Shiva, the mourner remains at home for up to 7 days. The doors to the home are unlocked and visitors enter without being greeted, relieving the mourners from the obligations of caring for guests. Mirrors are covered so they don't have to pay attention to physical appearance. Mourners set aside all work obligations. The community might provide meals or straighten up the home so the mourner may be left to grieve. The Jewish tradition offers ways of bringing comfort and compassion to the person in mourning. For the community, the most important consolation we offer is our presence. We engage with the mourners primarily by listening to their expressions of sorrow. At such times, having the right words is a challenge for family and friends. A familiarity with prayers, texts, and psalms may provide a few words needed to demonstrate our concern and provide comfort. Podcast family, be ready. When the Lord provides the opportunity for you to love by Seton Shiva.